Welcome to Real Talk. I'm Holly McClure, and on the show today, we're definitely going to have real talk. It's going to be about a subject that may not be what many people want to talk about or do talk about, but it's something that has affected more people than you know. Men, women, children, maybe even someone in your family, or maybe even you. Abuse and sexual abuse or assault is a hard topic to talk about, but you'd be surprised how many people have had it happen to them. Did you know it's a sin against God and His creation? It's a violation of bodily boundaries and a sin betraying trust and destroying relationships. In the case of children, it destroys trust with those who have cared for them, but instead have harmed them or allowed harm. Surveys and rape statistics by gender have found that 1 in 6 American women and 1 in 33 American men have experienced an attempted or completed rape as a child or adult. On average, there are almost 500,000 victims, that's age 12 and older, of rape and sexual assault each year. This is the one that got me. Every 68 seconds, an American is sexually assaulted. Every 68 seconds. And every 9 minutes, that victim is a child. Now, meanwhile, only 25 out of every 1,000 perpetrators will end up in prison. So how many are out there that are sexually molesting children and getting away with it? And that's what maybe even have happened to you in your life. 10%, folks, of all babies born will become victims of sexual abuse before they turn 18. 10% of all babies born. The consequences of this sin is the psychological, emotional, spiritual, and physical damage of the abuse. The wounds remain long after in our lives with thoughts of, I'm not good enough, or it's my fault that that happened, or I'm alone, or no one likes me, or I'm worthless. Those voices and lies give power to shape who you are, and they attempt to hijack your identity, twisting your perspective on God, on family, career, church, marriage, other relationships. But take heart. My special guest is a friend who experienced abuse as a young girl and didn't address it until she was an adult. Brenda Crouch will share with you how she overcame what happened to her with her father and how God restored, healed, and renewed her life. And she's written a book, Fight Forward, that has helped so many people by offering practical solutions. Now, she's married to a dear friend of mine, Paul Crouch Jr., who I've known 30 years. He's a TV and film producer. But my special guest is a very dear friend, and I'm very proud of her, of Brenda Crouch. She has an inspiring story of overcoming the crippling lies of abuse and shame. Her powerful testimony of God's faithfulness and grace is good news to a hurting world. She's a dynamic speaker, singer, and author whose message confronts the real issues that are keeping people from fulfilling their divine purpose. Brenda's book, Fight Forward, tackles the issues of identity wounds, equipping readers to overcome through restored authority in Jesus Christ. She has a video podcast, Inside Voice, that features inspirational conversations with a variety of notable guests, and we'll talk about that more later. Brenda can be found at brendacrouch.com. And with me is Brenda. Thank you, Brenda, for joining me today.
Holly, I love you. It's so good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so delighted that we get to do this because I've been watching you, first of all, when you were writing the book and talking about how you were going through this to write it. And then now that it's been out and how successful your shows are, we'll talk about that in just a little bit because, I mean, girl, your show is expanding and getting out there. And it's good. You know, what happened in your life, what happened to you personally that led you to want to write the book Fight Forward?
Oh my gosh, as you said, it's been quite a journey. And, you know, when I wrote the book, I knew it was time. Of course, my father had passed. My mother had just recently passed at that point in time. And I was approached by a book company. And I'd been praying about this for some time. The Lord had called me into just to a place of obedience, of being willing to tell my story, to help others who were struggling with identity bondage, really. And what the Lord really kind of showed me was being hijacked in our identity. And that being coming through the wounds that I've studied about this, and there's such a thing as primal wounding, which affects us and impacts us in an area of our identity. And these types of wounds, I believe, are just absolute targets of the enemy of our soul, who is out to kill, steal, and destroy, as the Bible tells us. And such was my case. As a child at 8 years old, I was sexually molested by my father. And that story is so complex and, you know, just so unbelievably, it took me years to process so much of this. And I'm in a place today of such freedom and healing that I'm able to tell the story, not just to be another voice out there that says me too. I think it's important for victims to be able to sound their voice and tell their story. That's so important, and to be validated. But beyond that, the greater picture is that there is a healer who wants to bring us past those wounds and into a place where we are no longer marginalized by that wounding of our soul and that wounding of our identity. And so that's really what motivated me to write Fight Forward. And of course, the title, Holly, has everything to do with the process of coming outside of a victim mentality, because I later in life, you know, was wounded by domestic violence. And one thing had really led to another in my life. So it didn't just end with sexual abuse, but it continued on with, you know, me seeking approval, trying to fix my identity and project who I was and this image of who I was because I hated myself. And then, you know, really attracting people into my life that were users. So what God has done to deliver me from that system and that mindset has been miraculous, but it's been hard work to partner with him on that journey.
From the time you said you were 8 years old when that first happened to you, and then you went through some other, did you tell your mother at any time through those years, or did you have anyone to help you deal with it, or did you just keep it inside all that time?
It was something held inside. And, you know, here's the thing that children often do is they can, and this was in my case, I discovered later on through deep counseling and trauma therapy, is that children who face sexual trauma will many times, because trauma is such a, what it does to your person, there's often a defense mechanism that the brain will actually kind of split off from that memory. And it will tuck it away and compartmentalize it so that it's buried very deep because it's too painful to face. But yet the dynamics of what took place and the shame of it were still there, residing within me. And so this is that's why I said it's so complex. And it really came out later in my life. And I tried to approach the subject with my father before he got sick, and it just was not, he wasn't ready to face that with me. You know, there was compounded shame in his life. He had suffered from years of abuse within his own family and family system. Years of, there was incest in the family for many generations on his side. There was drug abuse and alcoholism and all the things that come with that. And so, you know, like I said, these things that, you know, there's actual markers in our DNA that science will actually reveal where there was trauma 2, 3, 4 generations deep that you will still find. In other words, whatever trauma my great-great-grandmother or grandfather faced, you know, is seen in the markers of my DNA. And, you know, the Bible talks about how that there's iniquity in the bloodline. And I think, man, what an amazing way to describe what is scientifically proven now.
Wow. I have never heard that before, with the markers part of it. Now, of course, there's scripture that said, you know, says about the generational curses and, you know, praying against the generational curses, but not specifically with science, seeing there's markers like that. And that is that is profound.
You know, crazy.
So you were able to, how were you able to forgive your father then if he wasn't ready at that one time to, you know, deal with it? Did you finally get to?
Well, my situation was one that I walked in through a lot of prayer with the Lord before my father was willing to admit to something, because there were obviously, I had dreams and visions where all of this was coming back to me. And in these dreams, my father would be the person the main character in the dream. And these dreams would leave me with these feelings of deep shame and deep sorrow. And I didn't know how to put all these clues together, but I knew that I had been sexually abused. Mm. And so, you know, obviously, it wasn't something I could really approach with him. But then it was on his deathbed. And I opened my book in chapter one about the 17 days. And that was in the hospice house with my father on his deathbed, where he finally was willing to come face to face with the truth. And he knew he was meeting his maker, and he was deeply sorrowful. And in that moment, as I described it, you know, he was weeping. And there were other people in the room that witnessed this. They had no clue what he was talking about. As he's telling me, I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry. Mm. And I knew immediately. And, you know, this was a process God had helped me to come to for that day, where I was able to pray with my father and have mercy, knowing, and this is key here, Holly, is that there is a bigger enemy than the people who succumb to the demonic activities of abuse. Mm-hmm. And honestly, usually there's abuse in their background. Abused victims usually become abusers. And somewhere along the line, we have to start breaking those chains, mm-hmm. and changing the next generation. And that takes a lot of work. And so, you know, in that moment with my father, I had already done the work to forgive, because internally I knew, intrinsically I knew. And the Lord, but I had prayed, Lord, please give me this closure and help my father to be honest with me so that he can come to a place of total forgiveness and understanding that your blood trumps everything, mm-hmm. and it covers everything. And so, you know, it was something that God gave me his heart for this. And when you see that there is a bigger enemy at work to destroy all of humanity, to attack the image of God that's in us, that we were created to be in, and to assault that thing so that he can hijack it and replace it with a counterfeit, that was where, you know, my freedom lies, in that place of grace to understand it's all of humanity that's under attack. Your wounds may not come from sexual abuse, but they may come from something else. But if we begin to understand the perspective, when you see from heaven's perspective, it changes your outlook for the road that you're taking. And the road seems a little easier because you understand the heart of Father God, and you understand there is deliverance, there's redemption, and that he makes all things new again, and that, you know, we also are told that to forgive so that your Father in heaven will forgive you. If we can't forgive, you know, that's not to shame us or condemn us if we're unable to humanly forgive, but it's to encourage us that it's in forgiveness that we find our freedom. And it's really where my freedom to become and to find my voice and to be the authentic Brenda that God made me to be, and where I came out from under that shadow of shame, that was powerful. And that comes through the obedience of allowing the Holy Spirit to work his process in you and give you his vision and his love and his mercy and his grace.
Did you have anyone, did you go through any kind of a process of forgiveness, or, you know, some people have ministries where you go through a ministry of forgiveness. Did you go through that process with anyone or any ministry?
Well, I went through much counseling in the early days. And, you know, I've had mentors in my life that have been amazing. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, at the point where I was writing the book, I didn't really need the therapy anymore. But in a sense, there was a deeper level of processing all of this, because I was able to almost, writing a book, you know, you're almost like standing there as a third person, and I'm looking at the course of my life as I'm writing about it, and I'm just going, oh my goodness, you know, thinking about all the different seasons of my life, the different kinds of abuse, and the things that were robbed from me by the enemy of my soul, mm-hmm. by the enemy of my father's soul, and even some of the religious control and some of the mindsets that I had to come out of combined with all that. And, you know, just really kind of gave me this grasp of how fragile we are as human beings and how fragmented we are in our fallen state. We're born into this sinful world, and we all need to be restored to our Creator, to our Father God, who loves us so. And through Jesus, his Son, and the blood that he shed, to restore that relationship and to redeem what has been lost and what has been broken. He's the one that becomes the hope on our horizon, and he makes us whole. So what was impossible for me as I mourned and as I grieved, what had been stolen from me all those years? I mean, Holly, I had so much potential in so many areas, and I knew that so many of those things had been robbed from me because of this shame-based identity that drove me. And so, you know, I had to come to a place of resolve with that and know that God is the kind of God, that his grace is so big that he will take what the enemy means for our harm. He will turn it and use it for our good, but not just for our good, but for the good of those around us, the communities that we can serve, the, you know, the world around us that's so hurting and so desperate for hope. If they can hear from somebody that's been there, that's been trapped in that kind of pain and trauma and grief, but they're now free and they're walking it out, I mean, that's encouraging to others who are living that kind of pain.
Absolutely. You know, I quoted earlier in my intro that there's a survey that says 1 in 6 American women will have been raped or abused or sexually or something happened to them. 1 in 33 men will.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They said, and as either as a child or by the time they're an adult. So when you're talking about those kind of numbers, there's a lot of people out there that have gone through this, that don't want to talk about it or can't talk about it, or like you said, shoved it down. But there's a lot of people that have probably dealt with this and are dealing with it more than we know.
Absolutely. There really are. And they're coping. They're trying their best, you know, to function. And oftentimes, usually what happens for some people, they shut down and they don't do well with, you know, responsibilities in life. You'll see patterns of addiction and you know, codependency and all these types of things that develop in that personality that has had especially sexual childhood trauma. And then for the other personality type, they're the soldier that plugs through, but they don't do well in their relationships. They can't tend to their relationships. Oftentimes their marriages are broken and they tend to be like the workaholics and the, you know, overachievers and more about materialism. And, you know, it's what putting our identity in these external things that really mean nothing. They make no difference. They weigh us down and they actually keep us from discovering, from taking that inward journey that Jesus wants to take us on and give us the courage to be able to open those doors that have been unopened and to be able to look inside of the boxes that we've long stored away, that we've kept tied up, and, you know, to be able to go into those rooms and to say, okay, I'm ready. And I'm ready to do the hard work because I want to be free. That's a place that he wants to take every single person, no matter what their pain is. And as human beings, we all have pain, and we've all suffered in some way or another.
I am going to be putting the book Fight Forward on our website, and we're going to feature that in your book. I'm going to touch on a few of the topics that people, you know, may be interested in. You talk about embracing your true identity, breaking the cycle of a victim mindset, trusting the power of God to set you free, discover the strength to say no to users, learn to recognize authentic love, also finding your voice, and helping others heal. Those are just a few of the topics that you cover. Have you heard from people who've read your book and said, wow, this helped me. This is what I needed.
Oh, yes. And you know what? That is what makes it all worth it. When I hear from people, and I've heard from people all around the world that have just said thank you for telling your story from this perspective. I've heard from pastors' wives, people in Africa, Ireland, And it's always humbling, Holly, when you hear how your story has made an impact on someone else, and to know that Jesus can take the mess of my life and he can turn it into a message that will bear fruit for someone else and for my life and the next generation and the next generation. I mean, that's powerful stuff. And that is why I continue to walk, set my hand to the plow. I'm not looking back and continue to move forward. And it's a fight forward every day to walk in the obedience of that call and just know that, listen, my motto is you're worth it. Mm-hmm. And people are worth it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know personally that you have a beautiful daughter. And she experienced some of what you went through with a previous marriage and some of the abuse in it. And so you've even had to help your daughter come through this.
Yeah. And, you know, I've often thought about the book of Nehemiah and how it, you know, it is exhausting when you're trying to rebuild the breach in the wall. Because just as the book of Nehemiah talks about wielding the sword in one hand against the enemies that were attacking while they're laying bricks with the other hand, I mean, that is really kind of a picture when that wall, that protective barrier has been breached. It has been, the enemy has attacked and assaulted and he's stolen. But here is the thing, when the Spirit of God is dwelling in your life, when you are abiding in him, he makes a way where there seems to be no way. And I hope this is an encouragement to mothers out there, grandmothers out there, anybody that's fighting for their family or for their children. You may have children that are addicted. I've known, listen, even in Christian families, I mean, we have pain. We have issues that sometimes in the past we haven't talked about properly. And God sees. He sees and he is not afraid of the journey. And he loves that little one, and he is the kind of shepherd that will leave the flock of 99 and run after the one who's gone astray. And that's what he did for me. That is how faithful he has been in my family. And I have watched as I've come into greater and greater help as my identity is forming in Christ and my freedom in Christ, I'm actually seeing that, Holly, spilled out onto my children, meaning my daughter and my beautiful son-in-law and my grandbabies. And I come to tears as I talk about it because, you know, this is my heart and soul. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is a real thing to have dealt with the trauma of the past, but what do you do with the now? You know, what do you do with now and all the issues and the fruit that comes from all that that's behind you? And I promise you that there is a God who is, he wants to deliver, and he will, and he is faithful. And we continue to know that we are blessed 1,000 generations. He's amazing. God is amazing and so faithful.
You have a show called Inside Voice where you deal with a lot of these issues with a lot of amazing prominent guests that a lot of people would know and recognize. And in fact, you had your daughter Brianna with you, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. We started something called Inside Voice Next Generation. And, you know, she kind of really brings in this fresh, wonderful new voice of kind of from the millennial generation. And I love that we've started doing this. We started as lives on social media, and we're kind of shifting that platform over to my YouTube channel. And I'm excited. I mean, she's full. She's a powerhouse. She's full of just so much wisdom and experience beyond her age. And listen, we're all a work in progress, and we certainly would never tell anybody we're perfect, but we can certainly point to a God who is so loving and so kind and so faithful. And he calls us up and onward, and he calls us to move outside of our limitations and outside of our fearful mindsets. And so it's been a really fun experience with her, and I'm just really looking forward to more of the same. And we're also moving into season four. We're about to shoot season four for Inside Voice out in California. I'm out here now at the studio. And we're going to do some new things with some fresh faces, and it's going to be exciting stuff ahead.
And is that the show that's on CBN?
It is. We're on the CBN online platform, and we're getting just amazing views on there. People are really loving what we're doing. I'm just so honored, you know, that God's using this platform, and we're growing. And I'd love to invite everybody, all of your listeners, to come over to my YouTube channel. You can watch us on CBN.com. But come to my YouTube channel and subscribe, because we're doing lots of new surprises that you might not find even over on CBN. And it's just, there's a lot that's coming, and we're excited about it.
Okay, so let's tell people where they can get the book, and then where they can find your show and the podcast, so that they can...
Okay,
where can they get
it? The book is called Fight Forward, Reclaim the Real You, and you can find it on Amazon. You can email me at on my website, brendacrouch.com, and we'd love to hear from you. And especially if you've read the book, I'd love to hear from you too. And then, you know, you can find us on YouTube, Brenda Crouch Ministries. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, also as Brenda Crouch Ministries, and would love to connect with the listeners today.
Absolutely. I want you to. And part-time you're in Texas, in Dallas area, and then sometimes you're in Southern California. So I can't wait till you get back here and you can come on personally and we can talk about more things that are going on with with this new show, and maybe have Brianna in studio. I'd love to have her too come in and talk. You know, and in closing, you know, you're so good with the word. I love how you're always got that word and that scripture. What is one of your scriptures or favorite scripture you can share with those who've been through this that maybe need to hold on to a word of God?
Thank you. You know, one of my favorite scriptures of all time is it's found in 2 Corinthians, and it's chapter 3. And I'm just going to see if I can look it up here. Chapter 3, and it's verse 18. And it says, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory," and some translations say, "as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." And what that verse is saying is that when we come before the Lord with an open face, one translation calls it an unveiled face, that means we remove the mask. We remove the lies that we've been projecting as who we are. When we finally come raw, vulnerable, and honest before God, His glory is there in the midst of our dust. In the thing that we've long rejected, His glory is there. And His glory is what changes and transforms us from the inside out, from glory to glory to glory. And I just want that to encourage somebody today to come honest before God. He is not afraid of your mess. You don't have to clean yourself up to meet with God. But He loves you, and He loves you right where you are, and you are precious.
I love that word. And a final comment. We have to talk about your wonderful, fun husband who is hilarious. One of my dear friends, Paul Crouch Jr. And you guys have a show together too, don't you? Tell people where they can see the show that you have together.
Okay. Our show is called Breakpoint with Paul and Brenda Crouch, and it's on broadcast TV. You can see us on the Faith Network in South Africa. I believe we're on God TV, and there's some other OTT networks, and you can probably find more information about that at brendacrouch.com. And we're going to continue to be promoting all of these shows, and just we talk about some of these same types of, you know, cultural topics and things, issues that people are facing, a lot of mental health issues and spiritual issues, and how the Word of God really speaks into these things.
Well, I just love what you two are doing together. And Brenda, what you are doing, and I thank you for telling your story and being so open and honest. I know this is going to help a lot of people to be real with what's going on in their lives and or their children's or their families or friends. It's more and more the subjects out there and people aren't talking about it, but I think you've covered some main areas that maybe hopefully will open the door for people to be able to discuss it and talk about it and deal with it, especially in themselves. So. Yeah. Love you. Right. Thank you so much, Brenda.
Love you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Holly.
God bless. Wasn't that powerful? I love Brenda and her word, and I hope that was a soothing balm to many of you who maybe you've been through this, and you know, hearing her talk about it was healing and helpful to you. I hope it was, because this is something that's very real in a lot of people's lives. They just don't talk about. You know, the Bible talks a lot about abuse. And sexual abuse, you'd be surprised. Google, there's lots of scriptures about it and about not doing things to children that you shouldn't be doing. But especially I love this scripture, Ephesians 6:11, put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. And there are evil spirits that get in people and do things to others. And it's sad, and I wish it wasn't. But you know what? But God. And all you have to do, if you get in that point where you can't pray about it, you can't talk about it, you don't know what to say, the name of Jesus. That name of Jesus has power in that name. And if you speak that name, Jesus, help me, Jesus, and just speak that name over you, you know what? That's healing. He will minister to you. The Holy Spirit will minister to you and heal whatever needs to be healed and walk you through whatever you need to walk through. So I just want to encourage you with that. Thank you for listening in today. Thank you for listening in every week. Again, I'm Real Talk with Holly McClure. God bless.